A reading from John 3:19-21. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God.
Yesterday, the passage we read said, "For God so loved the world." And now we go to a courtroom, and a verdict is rendered. The God of mercy, the God of justice or judgment. And this is the judgment part. And the judgment's not on God, it's actually on us.
And it's simply from where we left off yesterday, not accepting the gift that he gives us to bring us out of our darkness. Light comes shining in, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. It would be an easy transaction if sin weren't so fun. And there's something about our carnal nature that loves it so much and wants to be self-sufficient and to serve itself. And so the love of our evil deeds keeps us from responding well to the light.
Profound psychological insight. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. This goes all the way, arcs all the way back to chapter 3 in Genesis. Mm. For the act, the evil act occurs, and the first thing Adam and Eve do is they recognize their nakedness, and then they hide from God. That's exactly what's going on here. That the people are ashamed of what they have done, and they do not want it exposed to the light. And that shame becomes weighty over time.
And so you remain in the darkness. You live a life there where you can't be exposed. In fact, what a lot of people like to do, and you see this pattern a lot, which shows you the reality of sin, is when people do things wrong, they love to invite others in to be a part of it. There's almost a relief of if you can get certain people to do it with you, then you don't feel as bad about what you're doing.
Kind of justifies it.
Yeah.
In a very insane kind of way.
Right. Somehow, if I can get someone else to share in my darkness, then maybe I'm not as culpable to the light. And I see this often when you have someone who walks righteously and doesn't lord it over others or flaunt the lifestyle, but chooses not to do certain things, how hard people work to try to get them to participate in their sin. Somehow darkness feels better when it's accompanied by other darkness.
Wow, that's so much can be learned about human behavior here, and we see it every day, this whole thing about hiding and shame, the word evil. And then there's the offer, and whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be plainly seen that what he has done has been done through God, not through your own good efforts.